Are you new here in heaven?
Yeah, I just arrived.
So what did you do to get into heaven?
Well, I don't know. I found a wallet once with $1,000 in it and returned it all to the owner.
Ever think what it would be like if we got to heaven by being good?
Is that all?
Well, what did you do to get in?
I put my boy through college by unselfishly working every weekend for 10 years making bean dip to sell at the flea market.
Wow.
That's nothing. I invented the cure for placebositis, which saved the lives of thousands of people who didn't even know they were sick.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. I single-handedly took on 12 gang members to protect a little old lady.
Wow. When did you do that?
About a minute ago.
The Bible makes it clear that heaven is a gift from God to those who trust Him. It's not something we earn or deserve. Heaven won't be filled with proud or boastful people.
You know, I never thought heaven would be so hot.
A reminder brought to you by Fortress Church. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org.
Because the love that is described in the Bible, the love that comes from God, it's not an emotional kind of love, it's an unconditional kind of love. It's not based on your circumstances, it's not based through what you're going through, it's a love through the thick and the thin. It's a love through the ups and the downs, it's a love through the mountains and the valleys. It's not based on your performance, it's based on His grace, it's based on His forgiveness. It's a love that's based on His mercy. It's a love that's based on His goodness. It's not based on your preference. It's based on His sacrifice. It's not situational based. It's not when the conditions are right. It's an all day, every day, all out, all or nothing kind of love.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on K-Dry every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Well, we made it through a most difficult week. Praise God, huh? Most of us that tune in to hear to Rising Higher, we live in the San Antonio area. And what a week we had last week. I mean, it was... people were giving it different names, right? You know, it was Snowvid instead of COVID. Others call it the blizzard of 2021. So much going on. And Brenda and I, we were one of those, 300,000 homes that lost their power for an extended duration of time. For us, we went through a 24-hour period, and then we had power for 5 hours, and then we were out of power for another 36 straight hours. Wow. But we made it through, and praise God. Wow. Somebody also commented to me, I'm getting tired of living out history. I think we are going to remember the Valentine's Day, Valentine's week of 2021. Well, thank you for tuning in, and hopefully today we're getting back to the normal, or at least as best as we can. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. It's always my privilege to come your way, and today we're going to launch a brand new sermon series, so it's a brand new start, a new season. We're getting back to the way things should be here in February. Here we are in almost late February, right? Today, we're going to start a new sermon series that we've simply entitled The Other 316s. And our Bible teacher, Pastor Randall Sean Garcia, started recently a series on this topic, The Other 316s. We all know what John 3:16 is, the core, the gospel message of what everything is and what we believe. And today, we're going to start looking at the other 316s. There's so many other powerful 3:16 scriptures besides John 3:16. Love John 3:16. And today, Pastor Randall Sean's going to dive into Colossians 3:16. And we're going to talk about that. So if you have your Bibles, you can get that ready. The first portion of today's message is going to be a little bit different, and I hope you don't mind me airing it for you. A few weeks ago, January 17th is when this message was preached. And as Pastor Randleshawn began preaching, it was right after we installed him as a new lead pastor of Fortress Church. And so the first few comments and remarks that he makes is in reference to stepping in as the new lead pastor of Fortress Church. So that way you'll get the gist of it. Then he's going to transition the message to Colossians 3:16, launching a new sermon series. Here's Pastor Randleshawn Garcia.
Wow. Emotions are filling the room right now. Pastor Randy briefly before the service, he read off to me what I was going to be accepting just to remind me the big responsibility that lies ahead. And honestly, even before, I couldn't help but get emotional to think of the high responsibility and high calling. I don't take this lightly. In fact, if you know anything about me and my story, then you know that I think this was the last thing on earth that I wanted to do. And of course, I know for a fact that God has called me to that. It sounds like a negative statement, but this is how I know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that God has called me into this calling to serve you, Fortress Church. And I want to say thank you to Pastor Randy. I'm often reminded not just of my father, but I'm often reminded of my grandfather and his legacy. And this legacy of God-fearing men in my family continues to carry on. Even in my brother Matt. My brother Matt still serving in his own ministry now at home. I'm just so thankful to have just a godly leader and figure in my life. Pops, I love you. And thank you for all your mentorship and guidance and leadership. And I can't thank you enough. And I've said it again, and I'll say it. I've said it before, I'll say it again, is that, you know, I'm not called to fill your shoes. But I think I am called to stand on your shoulders. You have built such a great foundation here. And I feel like so blessed. Just so blessed. So thank you, Fortress Church, as well, for your support and your love. Before I get into today's message, I just want to say one quick thing about transition, because I believe that this is so important to me for you to understand. I feel like this is so important for us as a church. As we go through transition, I want you to remember this. Don't confuse transition with change, okay? Don't confuse transition with change. You see, although we're different people, although we're in different age groups and generations, and although we have different styles and we have different personalities and we have different strengths, I want to tell you that although we might do things differently, and I'm transitioning into lead pastor, and he's transitioning into executive pastor, I want to tell you that the most important things aren't changing. The most important things, and I'm going to actually tell you everything that won't change here at Fortress Church. At number one, the gospel of Jesus Christ will be preached. Amen? The gospel of Jesus Christ will be preached. We will still be a Bible teaching, loving, spirit-filled community that loves God and that loves people. Amen? This is who we are. And we can get excited because this is who we are and this is not changing. We're still going to love. We're still going to live. We're still going to lead. We're still going to be a multicultural, visionary church that ministers to our children, our middle schoolers, our high schoolers, our college age, our young adults. We're gonna continue to have a heart for the lost. We're going to continue to have a heart for missions, not just locally, but globally. Amen. We're going to care for the hurting. We're going to disciple the youth. We're going to minister to families. And we're going to honor God. Amen. This is our DNA. This is who we are. And this is who God has called us to be as a community. This is our DNA. This is our DNA. And I want to take it just one step further. And you probably know this because you've heard me preach over the last year and a half or so quite frequently. But I just want to let you know that I won't back down from preaching about complex social issues, okay? I won't bend to popular ideology. I won't water down the gospel. This is my promise to you as the lead pastor. I will always preach grace and truth. How many of you know that they go together? I'll never preach politics because I put my faith in Jesus Christ first. I believe that we are called to Jesus first. He is the king. He is on the throne. I will never bend to postmodernism, to new age ideas, even though some of those ideas infiltrate the church. I won't accept a culture of casual Christianity here. Somebody say amen. I will challenge you. You got it. Let me say that again. I will challenge you. Amen. I knew there should have been an amen there somewhere. I'll challenge you to grow in your faith. I'm going to challenge you to serve with your strengths. I'm going to challenge you to trust him in everything. I'm going to challenge your traditions. Ooh, somebody say amen. I'm going to challenge your traditions. I will. I will challenge your traditions. I'm going to challenge your religion and your religious mentality. I will challenge you. And I will always, always point you to Jesus. Amen. And so, it's a great responsibility. I believe that there's a move of God happening right now here at Fortress Church. I believe that there's a move of God in this transitional season. This is why the verse that we continue to refer back to is in Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Don't you see it? Don't you perceive it? It doesn't matter if you're in the wasteland. It doesn't matter if you're wilderness. God is making a way in the wilderness. He's making streams in the wasteland. And he's doing a new thing here. How many of you truly, really believe that and can get excited about the new things that God is doing here? You see, although this is a transitional season for me and for you and for all of us, I'll say this, that you know, how we handle transition, not just myself, but all of us, how we handle transition determines how we enter each new season, right? Right? Transitional moments, I believe, are absolutely pivotal. So as we transition together, I want us to transition into the new thing that God has for us. You see, and I've said it before, we actually went through a whole series called Life in Transition. How many remember that? And one of my main points there was that, you know, we can't transition into the new season that God has called us into if we don't let go of the past season that God is calling us out of. Amen? You see, I can't transition into my future if I keep holding on to my past. I can't transition to where I am, to where God wants me to be, if I'm still stuck on all the places that I've been. You see, God is always the same yesterday, today, and forever, but I believe that he's always moving in new ways in our lives. And I believe that he's going to move in new ways through our community. By the way, his vision for the church has always been the same. The mission for the church has always been the same. And so I believe that when we talk about our mission and our vision, I believe that, of course, you know, I was handed a Bible earlier, that everything is going to point to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The world needs the gospel.
Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. Those are some opening remarks from today's message, the other 3:16s, and Pastor Randall Shawn did not get into the meat just yet. Right after this break, he will, as his opening remarks were in response to the installation when he, January 17th, yeah, that's about a month ago, he stepped in to be the lead pastor of Fortress Church. And so right after the break, we're going to get into the meat of today's message, the other 3:16s. We're looking at Colossians 3:16 because we love John 3:16. I mean, that's a given. John 3:16 just tells us what the gospel message is all about. But there are other 3:16 passages that are powerful. So I'd love for you to join in and hang with us for the next few minutes. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back as we get into this topic, the other 3:16s. Actually, what we're going to talk about from Colossians 3:16 is this. The gospel is everything. Yes, it is. The gospel is everything. I want to thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. We are located In the northwest area of San Antonio, it's 7760 Prue Road. There we go. 78249. We're between Babcock and Bandera Road in the northwest part of San Antonio. If you are looking for a home church, come on by and join us this coming Sunday as we meet on Sundays 9:15 and 11 o'clock. You're more than welcome to come and join us. Do we meet online or do we meet in person? And the answer is actually both. We meet online at fortresschurch.org, and then we meet in person at our campus on Prue Road. Love for you to join us on Sunday. We also have Spanish worship services every Sunday at 11 o'clock at our multi-purpose center. Thank you for tuning in to Rising High. We're looking at this. The gospel is everything. We're launching a new sermon series called The Other 316s. We're going to get into that right after this short break. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher.
Have you considered a bachelor's degree for your biblical studies? Located in Northwest San Antonio, Christ Mission College now offers a bachelor's degree in church ministries. Christ Mission College, formerly known as Latin American Bible Institute, is a place where you can get a spirit-filled, quality Bible education. We are located at Braun Road and FM 1560, right outside of Loop 1604 and Braun Road. Like us on Facebook, Christ Mission College. You can even apply online. Here's the website, christmissioncollege.org, or give us a call at 210-688-3101. Are you ready to take your ministry to another level?
Look, devil, just leave old grave alone. Let homie, man, I'll catch you later.
Hi, this is Carmen, and if your spirit needs to be lifted, then you've come to the right place, because you're listening to Rising Higher with Randy Garcia.
I'm Gabriel. Who are you?
All right, our prayers are with Carmen's family. Perhaps you know that Carmen passed away a few days ago, and he's in the presence of the Lord. He had a great, great, productive lifetime of ministry, so praise God for that. But our prayers are with his family. And it was a great, great ministry that God used him in. Okay, get back into today's message. The gospel is everything. Our Bible teacher is Pastor Randall Sean Garcia, the newly installed lead pastor of Fortress Church. Colossians 3:16 is what we're looking at. And so we're going to get back into today's message. The gospel is everything.
And so, interestingly enough, we're starting a series called 3:16. We can also say the other 3:16s. You see, in December, we went through a very brief sermon series, a three-part series on John 3:16. How many remember that? John 3:16. Amazing verse, the gospel in one sentence, the gospel in a nutshell, the gospel of Jesus in one sentence. It's the most transformative, it's the most life-changing verse in the entire Bible. There are many great verses in the Bible. There are very many, but the gospel message of Jesus in one sentence says it all. I wish somebody would get excited about the gospel of Jesus today. Come on. Come on. See, it's all about the gospel of Jesus. In fact, this is why we're here, because we've been transformed by the gospel of Jesus. We're a church of the gospel of Jesus. So over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about not just John 3:16, but we're going to talk about some other 3:16s that actually point to John 3:16. It's going to be so amazing to walk through this. And I'm going to be in Colossians 3:16 today. Is that okay? Colossians 3:16. I'm going to read it to you. And it says this. And I'm reading from the Message version. I'll also be bringing in the NIV as well later on. We're going to start with the Message version. It says this. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. So we're going to talk about the gospel. We're going to talk about worship today. We're going to talk about the message of Jesus. We're going to talk about giving the gospel room in our lives. And I believe that it's going to be life-changing for some of you today. I believe it's going to help you take next steps. So last month when we preached on John 3:16, I'm just going to remind you, we did part one, part two, part three. You see, part one was, for God so loved the world. Part two, that he gave his one and only son. Part three, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Don't be intimidated. I have that one memorized. John 3:16, which is really interesting because I didn't actually mention it last month, but I'm going to tell you what's really cool about John 3:16. John 3:16 is God showing us how to love, live, and lead. How does that work? Well, for God so loved the world, that's love. He showed us how to love. This is how God loved the world, that he gave his one and only son. Well, God didn't just say he loved us. He put some action behind it. He lived it out. He didn't just say it. He lived it out by sending his son. And then Jesus lived it out. You see, that's love and that's live. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He leads us into eternity. He leads us into eternity. That's love, live, lead. That's the gospel of Jesus. That's John 3:16. That's what we're about. Amen. Isn't that amazing? We love, we live, we lead. Why? Because this is what God does for us. He loves us and he lives it out. He doesn't just say it. He says, I'm here for you. I'm going to live it out. I'm going to send my son to live a sacrificial life for you. And at the end of this, I'm going to lead you into this everlasting, eternal life with me. So amazing. And I'm just going to say this, that if John 3:16 wasn't true, we wouldn't be here today. If John 3:16 wasn't true, we wouldn't be sitting here today. But we know that it's true. And we've experienced truth and we've experienced transformation and we know it to be true. And we are here today because of the gospel message of Jesus. And so point number one on your notes goes right along with this, is that everything hinges on it. Everything hinges on it. Talking about the gospel, everything hinges on it. You know, I remember in 1998, I was about 9 years old, about to turn 10, and I went to my very first San Antonio Spurs playoff game. Yeah, of course, many of you know that that's the first year that we won our championship, our first ring. I remember we had David Robinson, we had Tim Duncan, we had Sean Elliott, Avery Johnson. I mean, I'm a basketball fan, and so I remember, you know, Malik Rose and Antonio Daniels and Mario, you know, I could go down the list. And I remember my dad, I used to love going to Spurs games with my dad. But this one was different because it was a playoff game. It was a playoff game. I mean, the energy inside that arena, I believe that was the not the AT&T Center. That had to have been the Alamo Dome. And we were there. Everyone was loud. Everyone was jumping and screaming. Every single bucket. It was like people knew that something was happening in San Antonio, in the San Antonio Spurs. So everyone was excited, and we've been watching all season, and I remember this feeling being so surreal in my life, just seeing everything happening there. And if anyone knows me, this is the funny part about me, and if you know me well, then you know this is so true, is that sometimes I have this difficulty just soaking in the moment, because I have to get philosophical about everything. I just start thinking like super deep, and so I remember as a 9-year-old, yes, this has carried on with me for my whole life. As a 9-year-old, I remember the fans cheering, everyone yelling, and I just started philosophizing, if that's even a word, in my head. And I started thinking, wow, the Spurs trained all year to get to this point. They played all season, and everyone's screaming, and I'm just thinking. I said, they played all season to win enough games to play this game today. But if they didn't win enough games, then that means that the seat that I'm sitting in wouldn't have even been available for me to purchase and me be here. In fact, if they didn't win enough games, then nobody would be here. And I wouldn't be here. Wow, I'm so glad they won enough games because I'm here. And there they are scoring scoring baskets. And there I am thinking deeply into the situation. I was like, you know, if my hypothesis is correct, then if the Spurs didn't win enough games in the regular season, I wouldn't be here today. In the same way, if God didn't love the world enough to send his one and only Son, and then if he didn't lead us into eternal life, if he didn't invite us into eternal life, if he didn't offer us eternal life through Jesus Christ, if none of that happened, if none of that was real, we wouldn't be here today. Everything is anchored to John 3:16. Everything hinges on it. If John 3:16 wasn't true, we wouldn't be here. In fact, we would be outright hopeless. You see, no God, no love, no eternity, no everlasting life, no forgiveness, no grace. I can't think of a darker place to be without the gospel message of Jesus. You see, I can't think of a darker place to be than a place where the gospel message of Jesus doesn't exist. You see, thank God it does exist, right? Thank God it exists. Thank God that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. I can't think of a darker place to be than a place where the gospel doesn't exist, or maybe where the gospel isn't preached. Because even if it did exist, which it does, what if it wasn't preached? What a dark place we would be in today. And thank God we live in a country where we're able to preach the gospel message of Jesus, but there's still places in our own country where the gospel isn't preached. What a dark place that is. Some people will never hear the message of Jesus, the message of hope, the message of love, the message of eternity, the message of forgiveness and salvation and life, the message of everlasting life and eternal life and infinite life and abundant life and life to the fullest. What a dark place to be if nobody heard this message.
I'm going to step in right there because of time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. The Other 3:16s is a brand new sermon series that we're launching in Colossians 3:16. What does it talk about? Pretty much we could say it this way. The gospel is everything. Everything hinges on it. That's what Pastor Randleson was talking about. For right now, we're going to have to come to a close. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. Check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. And you can check out today's broadcast by going to risinghigher.org. Join us tomorrow as we continue this message, The Gospel is Everything, part of our brand new sermon series, The Other 3:16s. Glad you made it through a terrible week last week. We are here. We're ready to get back into the great things that God has for us. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Join us tomorrow.